And here is the description of one company's Christmas party, written in the weekly newsletter. And it's headed Blackout Dim's Yule Party. And I'm going to change all the names here. The LFD Employees Fund annual Christmas party for plant and office workers turned into a surprise party when the lights suddenly went out, just as the three-course dinner was being served. The management of the steakhouse in Springfield, scene of the December 5th festivities, ascribed the power failure to a rat, which bit through the transformer insulation. Feeble illumination was provided for the ensuing 40 minutes by lights from the service station across the street, which shone faintly through the large plate glass window. A few of the personnel showed their readiness to cope with any situation by producing flashlights and calmly continuing their dinners. That is, if they were lucky enough to have food before them when darkness set in. The only reported loss was two bottles of butane gas discovered to be missing when the restaurant personnel attempted to fire the generator to operate the emergency lighting system. It was conjectured that some enterprising thief darted down cellar as soon as the lights disappeared and made away with the cylinders, since they were reported to have been present during a fire department check 2 days previously. Well, the Springfield Fire Department at length came to the rescue with a portable generator and lights. The restaurant sent out for candles, which arrived on the tables with the price tag still attached, and serving recommenced. To keep up the celebrators' flagging spirits, Don Panic of the plant sat in with the orchestra on the drums, and Donna Spooky Atwell played her guitar and sang two original compositions. Fortunately, all entertainers played by ear. Ben Musiak and her committee are presently reviewing lists of appropriate night spots for the 1970 Christmas party. Oh, man, I'll tell you. I like that one great line. Spooky Atwell played her guitar and sang two original compositions. That must have been one hell of a Christmas party. Although the guy who wrote me a letter about it, he says what they didn't say was that half of the personnel of the plant quickly ate up their food in front of them and then complained to the waitress when she came around when the lights went out that they never got a steak and they all had three steaks that night. I'm sorry, that kind of bad stuff appeals to me. Of course, the basic sneakiness of all of us. Is there anything else I have doing there? Oh, yes, though, I'll take care of that. You just leave it up there, baby. Don't take that down. You just leave it up there. I'll take care of it. I'm hearing that party. I was reminded of a party one time that I was in. Did I ever tell you about the time I was in a party that actually got busted? I'm serious. You always hear about this, and you see it happen in movies. There's a lot of scenes of the cops breaking down the door and, everybody running and screaming, hiding under the daybed and all that stuff. Well, I was one time, very innocently, I'll just tell you how this happened. Here I am, I'm